This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police in London have arrested a man on suspicion of terrorism after he crashed a car into a group of pedestrians and cyclists before hitting a set of barriers outside of Britain's Houses of Parliament Tuesday. Authorities said that there were no other people in the car and that they did not find weapons. London Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu.
The man is in his late 20s and he's been arrested on suspicion of terrorism offences and has been taken to a South London police station where he remains in custody.
Basu said that based on what investigators know so far, the suspect does not appear to be someone who was previously known to British counter-terror or intelligence agencies. Italian authorities say as many as 35 people were killed when a bridge carrying vehicles partially collapsed in the northern port city of Genoa Tuesday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the disaster, which occurred on a major highway that connects Italy to France, was dramatically sudden.
Italian video has captured the sound of a man at the Morandi Bridge screaming, "Oh God, oh God," during the collapse, while other images showed a green truck that has stopped just short of a large gap. A firefighter has told RAI State TV that some 20 vehicles, including cars and trucks, were caught up as a 260-foot stretch of the bridge collapsed. Officials say the injured have been transported by helicopter to hospital.
Charles de Ledesma reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan threatened to boycott U.S. electronic goods in response to what he says is a targeted economic war being waged against Turkey by the United States. He has called on people to exchange their U.S. dollars for lira in order to shore up the currency there. The diplomatic dispute between the two countries has helped spark an economic crisis in Turkey and push its currency, the lira, to record lows. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The Afghan Taliban said that they're in control of most of the city of Ghazni on Monday after 4 days of fighting. Reuters' Ryan Brooks.
Officials say U.S. forces are on the ground helping to coordinate airstrikes. The U.S. military said it's launched at least 24 of them since Friday. While the government said the situation had improved by mid-Monday, the Taliban claimed they still control much of the city. It all adds to tension ahead of October's election and raises questions over the threat posed by the Taliban and other armed insurgents. While the fight raged in Ghazni, a suicide bomber in Kabul set off a deadly blast near a crowd of protesters at the election commission. Officials say at least one police officer was killed and another was wounded.
Reuters' Ryan Brooks. U.S. President Donald Trump unleashed new attacks Tuesday on Attorney General Jeff Sessions and fired FBI agent Peter Strzok, blaming them for the investigation of Russian links to his 2016 presidential campaign that consumed his presidency. Meanwhile, the defense has rested in the case of Paul Manafort. He is the former Trump campaign chairman, currently on trial for bank and tax fraud in connection with his lobbying efforts for Ukraine that occurred before his work on Trump's campaign. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports that Manafort chose not to take the stand.
Manafort spoke in court for the first time during a trial now in its third week, answering "no, sir," when the judge asked if he wanted to testify. Since the defense has rested without presenting its own case, closing arguments are set to start tomorrow morning.
Sagar Magani reporting. U.S. President Trump resumed his attacks Tuesday on a former advisor, that's Omarosa Manigault Newman. He called her a dog who deserved to be fired. While promoting her book, Manigault Newman, who was the highest-ranking African-American serving in the White House, released audio tapes the last 2 days she recorded in the White House, one of her being fired and a second of Mr. Trump seeming surprised that she had been ousted. AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel reports that there are questions about what Omarosa taped and when she did it. And a firefighter from the U.S. state of Utah is being honored after he was killed Monday battling what is now considered the largest recorded blaze in California's history. Draper City, Utah Mayor Troy Walker.
This is a very difficult time for the Draper City Fire Department, our Draper City staff, and all firefighters still fighting the wildfires in California.
And that firefighter has been identified as Matthew Burchett. He was battling flames downstream from a dam when a tree fell on him and other firefighters. He was the only fatality from that accident. Overall, a dozen fires are burning in California, making this year's fire season one of the worst the state's ever seen. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.